I first want to say a very big thank you to all our children this morning, for the wonderful angels and shepherds, for our faithful Mary and Joseph, for our beautiful angel Gabriel, for the very well-acted Zechariah and Elizabeth, and for our very convincing innkeeper and emperor. Thank you too for our excellent readers this morning, and for all the adults who've helped to organise and put on this play, especially Tricia and the junior church teachers. Of course, we couldn't have done it without the narrator, so a very good big thank you to Joanna and to our musicians, Brian and Peter. I want to say just a few very, very brief thoughts this morning. When I went to introduce the play to the children this year, I began by asking, how many babies are there in a nativity play? Of course, they all said one. When I told them we were having two babies in our nativity play this year, they were very shocked. And one or two of them, it looked like their eyes were going to pop out of their heads. But we did have two babies. So who was the first baby? John the Baptist. Before we heard the story of Jesus' birth, we heard the story of John's birth. You know how films sometimes have prequels? They have a film that tells a story before the main story. Well, we had a prequel in our nativity play this morning. The play began with the angel Gabriel coming to an old man, Zechariah, to tell him that his old wife, Elizabeth, would have a baby. Of course, Zechariah didn't believe the angel, and he couldn't speak until the baby was born and he was named John. John was to be the one who would prepare the way for the Lord. Later, that same angel Gabriel went to a young girl called Mary with a message that she too would have a baby, Jesus, who would be Christ the Lord, Emmanuel, God with us. An old man and a young girl, not people that you would think were especially important, but God draws them both into his plans, into his good purposes. This is a good news story for us all, old and young alike. What happened to those two babies when they grew up? They didn't stay babies, did they? John grew up to be a powerful preacher who told people they needed to turn back to God and who pointed to Jesus. And Jesus also grew up. He didn't have an easy birth in a stable with animals, but he also didn't have an easy life. And in the end, he was killed and he died on a cross. If you look very carefully, you could have seen behind the crib, you can see it now, there is a cross, which reminds us of Jesus' birth, but also Jesus' death. We can't have one without the other. Jesus' birth and Jesus' death are part of the same good news story. Because in Jesus, God shares our human life, our joys, our pains, from birth to death. God is with us in everything, not just in the good things, but also in the difficult things too. He even dies on the cross for us, that we might be forgiven and have new life in him. God with us in everything, in life, death, and beyond. This is indeed a good news story. Now, I've missed out some very important characters. Who have I missed out? Who were the first people that the angel told the news about the birth of Jesus to? The first news about baby Jesus when he was born. Raphael. No, the first people. You were one of them. The shepherds. Yeah, the shepherds were the first people that were told about the baby. So, just as God had called an old man and a young girl, he also called rough, poor men to be part of his purposes, his story. This is a good news story for everyone. And it's not just for Zechariah and Elizabeth. It's not just for Mary and Joseph. It's not just for the shepherds. It's actually also for us today. We too can join in the celebration. Of course, it's not only for us either. The joy that God is with us is for the whole world. Like the shepherds who went back home to look after their sheep, I'm sure they must have told their family and their relatives about what happened. We too have a story, a good news story of joy to share. This is a message of joy for all the world.